The Journey Continues with Morgan Budden is brought to you on CFNR in partnership with the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative.
Good evening. I'm Morgan Budden with The Journey Continues, highlighting local stories that matter to you. On Wednesday, people gathered at Coast Mountain College in Terrace to witness the raising of a totem pole outside of a new student housing complex. Wigemsiga Siwalaksit was opened in October 2021 and features multiple other elements of Tsimshian art on the inside. The campus sits on the traditional territory of the Lakhibu clan of Kitsum Kalam, so Master Carver Stan Bevan explained that he had consulted with members of the clan to design the pole.
When speaking to the house, when we first started talking about honoring the Wadi Wai House, we had a meeting with them and we asked them what they would like on the pole. Their main crest is the wolf, so the wolf is on the top. And they also included the bear is part of their crest too. And I wanted to add a couple other figures, and the figure on top is a matriarch, and the figure on the bottom holding the copper shield is a male figure, and he's holding the wealth. How I wanted to show in honor that the family.
Though the Lakhibu was involved in much of the design of the building, the president and CEO of Coast Mountain College, Dr. Lori Wei, stated that it wasn't always that way.
And I want to say that I've actually been here long enough to remember the early design of this building, and it was nothing like this. It was the input of so many of the people here, First Nations Council, and it shows what we can do with listening and with sharing ideas and just trying to do better all the time. We will do better.
Raising this pole signifies a further step towards reconciliation. Saladix Medik, whose English name is Don Wells, was MC for the event and talked about this pole, proving that teamwork can be achieved between Canada and Indigenous people.
I said my plea to you to not only just reflect on where you come from, but how can you learn to walk with us? Because we have been wanting to walk with you forever. People said when I used to work here, I was driving by the Indigenous thing that happened. I wanted to go in there, but I decided to leave it just as for the Indigenous. No, the door is open. We've held the door open for you to come in. But Canada bars its way in, right? But we still, as a people, welcome you in. We still, as a people, see you as our brother and sister.
After the raising, traditional dancing was done around the pole to honor it, followed by a feast of smoked salmon and fry bread, which was organized by the culinary students of the college. This story was brought to you in partnership with the Local Journalism Initiative of Canada. You can see the full story at canada-info.ca.